Good evening, lovelies, and welcome to Talks with T, a community where we host space for real conversations about mental health, healing, and the power of connection. I'm your host, Taisha Joseph Abrams, and this podcast is all about showing up for each other, sharing our stories, and reminding ourselves that we're never alone in what we're going through. Every episode is a chance to grow together, learn from each other, and build a stronger, more passionate community, one conversation at a time. Let's dive in. And remember, protect your peace, drink your water, mind your business, and don't let anyone mess with your mental health. Lovies, how are you? I know it's been a while, and my apologies for skipping our session last week. However, I always say no matter what you do, put you first, and that's exactly what I did. I just did some self-care and focused on myself. So, this evening I actually want to do something a little different, and primarily based off of my two sermons that we actually spoke about in service, as well as just life. So, what I would like for you to do is just exercise with me. Don't worry, I will tell you what it is in just a second. However, I want you to, if possible, get a piece of paper and something to write with. And if you're on the move, in motion, just do it silently. Let's begin. Have you ever been in a position where you were judged? Now, be honest. We all have, whether you judged yourself or you were judged by others. Now, in my opinion, what is it a judge? No, we do not look the same, act the same, walk the same, talk the same, or even move the same. However, we are all his children, right? And yet we still point fingers at one another, talk about each other, behind each other's back. With the exception of that small percentage of people who are bold enough to say it to your face. We tend to do things that, let's be honest, serves no value. I tell people, especially my clients, never let your life be someone else's entertainment. And what does that mean? Simple. Please be mindful of the energy that you keep. Because some of the energy that you keep is just an audience waiting for you to flock, waiting for you to fail. So they would do things, say things, appear to be things and people who really don't serve you. And every time you quote unquote mess up, they clap louder and louder and louder. Where are my people who are very resourceful? And yet you never get invited to any event, but you'd be the first person that they go to when they need and want something. What about those that don't have it to give in a sense of money? However, everyone else looks at you as the go-to person because you don't say no. When people do certain things, they don't realize that number one, words have power, words have value. That's actually something that I have been pounding in my head as well as others, and it was something that was taught by one of my sisters. Words have power. You are what you think, how you speak, and how you move. You think positively, you move positively, positively, then you shall be. However, you think negatively, you use negative terms, then negatively you will be, right? So be mindful of the things that you speak. Be mindful of the way that you move. Be mindful of what is being spoken to you. Now, let me put a pause. No, you cannot tell people how to speak. Let me say it again. You cannot tell people how to speak. However, you can tell people how to speak and how to move and dealing with you. And with that being said, remember I asked you to pull out a piece of paper and something to write with? I'm leading up to something. I want you to think about 21 things that you love and appreciate about yourself. And please be honest. It's okay if people don't like certain things that you're going to write down or think about. They're not my concern right now. You are. It's okay to agree to disagree, something I've learned through one of my best friends. It's called life, right? The reason I want you to think about these things, and I'm actually going to mention mine, is mainly because of judgment and how small-minded people can be when it comes to thinking about you. So, one of the first things that I love and appreciate about myself is my strength. Now, for those who know me, sidebar, I am 5'1", maybe 115, 118 on a good day. And pretty much live an average life. Okay, wait, let me stop. No, I don't. I mean, there's nothing about my life that's average. However, I live an quote-unquote ordinary life in a sense that I do have a day job, which is probably the first in, almost a year. And I say that because from the age of 19 up until last year, I've always had more than one full-time job that provided a W-2, that is. Not too many people can do that. Not too many people can pull that off with multiple businesses. I think I mentioned it before. I have a hairline. So my hairline is called Trees and Tresses. This upcoming January will actually be 4 years, if I'm not mistaken. I am about to start a Saturday program with one of my friends, starting our own sorority, giving back to the community by the community. And that's what we stand for. I still have my own practice under the street counseling. I have someone that works under me. I have several bomb consultants, ranging from everything and anything you could possibly imagine. This year is the first time that I'm blessed enough to be working with some youth interns, one organization in Brooklyn and two out here in the Bronx, where I'm from. Well, raised, rather. Again, strength. Not too many people can do that. Not too many people want to do that. Some people prefer to be outside. Me, I prefer to make money. Last a little longer than a 5-minute laugh. That laugh might be carried on by a memory, yes. And that memory can last a little longer than a $5 bill. However, for myself, I'd rather work for that extra $5 today because I know that 5 years from now, I won't have to work anymore. One of the things I love about myself, my strength. Secondly, and I'm gonna own up to this one. I'm very stubborn. Yes, I said it. Stubborn. It is what it is. I own up to my shenanigans. Sorry, I am stubborn. For many reasons, displayed in many different ways. I am a technical person, a more of a factual person. I prefer in black and white. I prefer to read proof than what society claims is actual facts. I get told by my only male friend, well, no, I take that back. I have two now. Sorry, Dre. That I shouldn't be so technical all the time. Well, technically, things wouldn't exist if it wasn't for something else or someone else. So technically, I'm just following what's already visible, what's already known. But then again, people don't like to hear the truth, so I'm very hard to change mine. I don't like to be told what to do, so I'm very headstrong with that. Some people could say I'm controlling, that I am, of myself and my surroundings. It took a very long time to realize that my siblings are grown. So, and I'll actually just dive into that next one, which is I love the fact that I'm overprotective. You cannot tell me about my siblings. You cannot tell me about my family because, honestly speaking, I don't care. I don't want to hear it. I'm going to charge. That is my first inkling. I love that about myself. You have some people who don't have family, and I don't mean just blood either. You got some people who disown family because of something that's immediate, but you chase the person that did you dirty 5 days ago. Makes sense in your world. It's okay. If you haven't picked up on it yet, I love the fact that I'm sarcastic. I am a full-blown Capricorn, December at that. No, I will not reveal my birthday. That is something that is sacred to me for those who know. If you know, you know. However, yes, I am sarcastic. It is actually a third language outside of English and Patois. So, yes. I love the fact that I'm sarcastic because I get to reveal people's truths when I am. I get to reveal whom they really are. I tell my siblings all the time, pay attention to what people don't do and what they don't say. That's where the truth really lies. People will go a stretch to save themselves. Sidebar. As a kid, were you ever told if you tell one lie, remember it because you got to tell like 10 more? And then by the time you got older, you forgot what the hell the first one was? I know I did because I used to scratch my head all the time about that one. However, that is not I. I'm sarcastic. Why? Again, it reveals the truth. The thing that people don't like to hear. Another thing. I don't care if you tell me something that makes me cry, makes me not want to speak to you for a little while. I will respect you a whole lot more than you telling me a lie. One thing I cannot stand and will not stand is a liar. I will not talk to you again. I'm very firm and stern when it comes to that. So I love that about myself. It took a while to get there, and I'm still growing. But I do love that about myself. I can be stingy at times, which is actually interesting when it comes to for those who are into astrology or Capricorn, because sometimes, you know, we can take the skin off our back and put it on someone else. However, yes, I can be stingy at times with certain things. That's just who I am and how I am. And that comes from trust, being able to read a person's ulterior motives. Pete, don't speak, say less. Start doing those three things, and I promise you, yes, you're going to start losing people in your life. However, they weren't meant to be there in the first place. Love the fact that I'm a leader, and that's a naturally born thing. I have to say, for the most part, in its own interesting way, now that I think about it, we all are leaders. We as individuals are all leaders. Same goes for, yes, you guessed it, my siblings. My brother under me, technically you could say he's like a twin. We're 2 years and 4 days apart. Very much the same person in most things in our lives, except for how we handle personal relationships. I don't like people. He love them. There you go. My brother under him, headstrong. He's a fire sign. So that tells you right then and there, he gonna get it done. It is what it is. My twin sisters are, and I'm laughing because just thinking about this is funny. They're both a Taurus, naturally twins, right? And they're very much in their mind, bossy in their own way. And the baby of the bunch, she can be bossy, just a little more splash of emotion with that. Could be the Cancer in her. However, I become a leader for many reasons. And I've used my sense of leadership to teach others. When my grandmother, one of my grandmother passed, I was 14, going on 15, didn't know how to do not a liquor store. And guess what? And to this day, I'm still the rock of the family, which could be very stressful, but rewarding at the same time. Traditional, that I am. Last year, we had our first family cookout, which was interesting. However, I am traditional in many ways. I don't believe in doing things like what society calls playing house. Sorry. I used to kick people out at 4:30 in the morning. I used to kick people out at 6:15 in the morning, thanks to my father, who told me that that wasn't nice. The 4:30, that is. So, yes, I am traditional. I prefer to do things in a more traditional manner. My face is not clean. So I'm not saying that. However, when it comes to certain things, yes, very much traditional. I think I mentioned earlier when I was first creating my list that I am resourceful. I just like to click and look up stuff. I don't do it on purpose. I just like to nap. So I am resourceful. I love the fact that I'm a woman. And with that being said, and for my ladies who are listening, sorry, gents, we one of a kind. We built for it. So there's certain things that we can do that bounce off of us, that weigh us down. But guess what? Again, one of a kind. Sidebar, if you go on Netflix, there's a movie called Straw with Taraji. Love it. Just go watch it. At one point, I used to think this was a curse, only because I get tired of hearing you're the oldest. However, I love the fact that I am the oldest because I get to share certain things with my siblings, represent, I guess you can say, the family in that manner, to be the go-to. I love the fact that I'm a money maker. Again, like I said, this is the first time where I've only had one W-2. I love the fact that I'm blunt. Take it for what it is. Every friend that I have, for the most part, are the same. For the most part. Which, if you put all of us in one room, is very interesting conversation, as you could imagine. Being a therapist, I love the fact that I am such. I love the fact that I've been doing therapy for 11 years, and I've done it ranging from kids and correctional settings, private practice, hospital, my own practice, one-on-one individual, family, group, couple. You could think of it, I probably did it. I am a DBT person by heart. For me, if I can relax a little bit, which says a lot for somebody who has anxiety, I can then control my emotions and express how I feel, which is exactly what DBT stands for. I mentioned before that I am, again, family oriented. So I am the person who likes to play games, who wants to go outside and make a fool of ourselves so that we can create meaningful memories. We're blessed. I love the fact that I could turn a circle into a square. In other words, nothing into something. If you give me an idea, I'm pretty certain I can make a dollar out of it. And I'm not exaggerating with that. I like to learn. Again, I like to expand my brain so I know what's going on in the world. I love the fact that I can accept that I am afraid. And just afraid of everything. First of all, where this government is going, and best to believe I don't do politics, this man gonna have us up and down and all around. So I accept the fact that I am afraid. And again, I love that about me because that means that I can intact where I'm going in life and then tap in my emotions to make them stronger. So I could be ready for whatever he is preparing for us. Can be alone despite what society and culture pins on me. Now let's take it back. I said I was the oldest, right? That is very big when you come from a Caribbean family. Very big. Very frustrating. You have to hold the weight of so much despite your own life. I love that about me, though. I love the fact that I am from the islands. However, it could be annoying and ghetto sometimes. I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. I do genuinely like, if not love, and appreciate the fact that I can be alone. I don't need someone to fill shoes of what I or society has told me was inadequacy. Mm-mm. I know who I am. I am who I am, and I'm not changing for nobody but one person. Last time I checked, there was only one of him. So until Father comes down himself or shows me a sign that I need to change, I'm going to continue growing at the pace that he is allowed. I love the fact that I am on my spiritual journey. It started off with 40 days and 40 nights, also known as Lent, and it continues to carry on. And I have to say that every night, if not mostly every night, I am journaling and reading my Bible, going hands in hand, and it has definitely changed how I am and how I move and who I choose to communicate with and how much time I allow them in my life. My purpose. Now, no, I cannot say what my purpose is right now, although I kind of have an idea of it. However, this is where I want you to stop for a second. If you haven't reached 21 things, ask yourself, what is your purpose? And that thing that you're thinking about, if it's a purpose or not, you got a passion, you got a hobby. When you wake up every day and that thing is on your mind, that's your passion. That's what you hold on to. Your hobby is what gets you out of the gutter. It's what gets you out of that rut. Like I said, I have more than one business. Making hair products, that's my hobby. It's something that I enjoy doing. My passion, much more. And lastly, I love being me. I'm sorry. I love being me. Take it or leave it. You can like me, you can hate me, but you will respect me. Period. The beginning of this podcast, I mentioned something about judgment, being shrunk by society, by people, hell, even by yourself. By the end of this, I am hoping that you no longer feel the same way you did when you first pressed play. Why? Because those 21 things, those same 21 things that you wrote down or that you maybe put in your head and you jotted down one by one from 1 to 21, if not more, those same 21 things are the things that I want you to hold on to. Those are the things that make you you. Please don't be ashamed. Please don't feel like you gotta work on something because such and such told you so, when they just as confused as you, if not more. Please don't feel like you have to alter yourself for the livelihood of confusion. Because believe it or not, you are imperfectly perfect. Your imperfections are what make you you. And if you try to change who you are, it takes away your value, your morals, your self-image, and your ability to fulfill your purpose. Confusion leads to settlement. And that could just be a whole nother conversation in itself. I want you to celebrate you. Like I said, I tell my clients all the time, no matter what you do, do for you. Celebrate those small wins. Celebrate who you are. Celebrate the person that you're becoming. Celebrate who you've already buried. And yes, I said buried. He or she no longer exists. Because when you look in that mirror, you're going to tell yourself, if you haven't done so yet, or maybe haven't done so in a long time, I love me some of me. The things that I've listed, some of you may agree with, some of you might share, and some of you might say, what the hell is wrong with her? And that's okay. Trust me, it's okay. You're not bothering me, I promise. It's not even a sense of cocky because I'm very humble, blessed, but I'm also confident. I know that he knows where I'm at and where I'm going. Because he knows where I'm at and where I'm going, he also knows the trials and tribulations that he has to put me through to get to it. And if I disrupt his pattern by any means, it takes away from the lesson and blessings that he has for me. Love who you are. Love how you were built. And that takes a lot for some people. For my ladies and my gents who feel like they're a little too fluffy, so they want to go under the knife. or something happened, and I could speak from personal experience, trauma, so they want to change certain things. And that's okay if you're doing it for you and only you. And again, I want you to love you, some of you. Don't shrink for anybody, ever. Don't bend for them to fold, ever. He told you in Genesis 1, verse 3, let there be light, go. Run even into the person that you're becoming. And as you're going, think about that image that you're keeping, not that you're portraying, not that facade, but that self-image that you're holding on to and that you've held on to all those years because you never let go of your true identity. You never shrunk for nobody. You never chose them over you. You continued on and said, I love and appreciate me for me. I hope this exercise actually benefited some of you, if not a lot of you out there. I know it was very different from our norm. Please keep, whatever you do, keep that smile, keep that positive energy within your heart. And with that, I'll say this prayer. Father, as I come to you as a representation of the oldest of the clan, as some people would say, as a representation of a leader, a therapist, a psychologist, a student, your student, I ask that you please allow each and every one who has taken the time to listen to this podcast to walk with you, beside you, for you. Let them love whom they are, who you have built them to be, without apologizing for anything whatsoever. Please allow them to feel confident so that they can conquer any and everything. And lastly, big up yourself. It's well deserved. Have a good one, lovelies.